It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jimmy Kimmel did a Game of Thrones Full House mashup with Jaime Lannister talking with Danny and Uncle Joey about family problems, and it was hilarious.
Hey, Uncle Jaime, what's up, bud?
It's my sister. We're in a fight.
Jaime, sometimes siblings fight. It's perfectly natural, but you gotta work this out. She's your sister, and she'll always be there for you.
No, it's just, I got her pregnant again.
Yeah, well, good talk, man.
I know. Cut it out.
No, I was gonna say, quit f***ing your sister.
That is really funny. I like that. That was good.
Khloe Kardashian has no interest in going on a date after her breakup with Tristan Thompson.
I'm so in love with True and being with her and enjoying every minute. I'm just happy and I want to filter through just whatever I feel like I need to filter through. But my focus right now is True. I don't feel a sense of urgency to be in a relationship or even to go on a date. I don't want to. I look at life from always a positive aspect. I would rather have experienced those moments that I had of greatness and then I had to lose it than never to have experienced that.
Social media star Olivia Jade wants to go back to the University of Southern California, even as her mother, Full House star Lori Loughlin, faces possible prison time for allegedly paying bribes in order to get her daughter into the school. According to a source, Olivia Jade wants to go back to USC, and she didn't get officially kicked out, so she's begging the school to let her back in. Despite her wishes, though, she's reportedly aware that there is virtually no chance that the Los Angeles-based university will allow her to resume taking classes. She knows they won't let her in, so she's hoping this info gets out. She wants to come out looking like she's changed, learned life lessons, and is growing as a person. So she for sure wants people to think that she's interested in her education.
That's a smart move.
And tonight on The Voice finale, Hootie and the Blowfish, Sarah McLachlan, Travis Tritt, and Toby Keith are all set to duet with the final four contestants. The Jonas Brothers and Taylor Swift are also reportedly performing at the finale show before a winner is announced. So
you had me at Hootie and the Blowfish, but now that you're bringing Taylor Swift and the Jonas Brothers,
yeah.
I know where I'm going to be tonight.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.